2.5 years in the making, the Gallery of New South Wales' latest exhibition, John Russell, Australia's French Impressionist, presents the first major survey of the Sydney-born French Impressionist's work in over 40 years. The exhibition brings together 120 paintings, drawings, and watercolours from all over the world. We spoke to exhibition curator and head of Australian Art for Art Gallery New South Wales, Wayne Tunnicliffe, about the importance of Russell within Australia's art history and the significance of this monumental collection of his work.
Russell is one of those artists who sits within and without our art history. If you think of Australian Impressionism as still being one of the most popular art movements, and it's an Impressionism which grew in Australia in the late 1880s, flourished in the 1890s, and it tied in with an emerging nationalism, national subjects, national landscape, often masculine labour, and that move towards federation. That's a simplification, but there are these sort of strong overlaps in that period. And yet the most impressionist of our impressionist artists, if you think of French impressionism as the origin point, wasn't in Australia, he was painting in France with the impressionists himself, and barely painted Australian subjects at the very beginning of his career and the very end of his career, and did not exhibit in Australia after 1883. So he's an artist who sat within and without, with this wonderful position which complicates our histories, but also points to internationalism, which I think was quite typical of Australia in the late 19th century as well. So my interest came from that, but especially from the fact that I think Russell is a really, really fantastic painter. He began with an academic training, moved into the French avant-garde, encountered extraordinary artists, had to throw away everything he had learned to that point and embrace a new style and a new method. And it becomes very apparent in the show how he experimented, how when he had a stride he became a very great artist indeed, and how extraordinary his ability with colour was, something which was commented on at the time and I think very clearly shows in this exhibition.
Russell spent 40 years of his life in France. He went over in his early 20s, and when he did ultimately return to Australia, he chose not to engage with Australia's artistic scene. I just have to ask, is there a point when he stops being considered an Australian artist and we consider him French?
I think what Russell does is complicate any national narrative. I think Russell always regarded himself as Australian throughout his life, but as you say, 40 years that was spent in France. So I embrace that. I think he is Australian, I think he's French, and I think he's international, as many of us are.
Is there an irony in him, the first untitled work that you showed, about him debating about bringing Australian artists into Australian galleries, but
yes,
all you're doing at the time is bringing in international. Did he go there and be like, okay, I'm international now, put my work into an Australian gallery?
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting question too. So Russell, when he came back to Australia in 1883, advocated for Australian art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, while he himself was studying in England, returns in 1883 and stays overseas for 40 years. But you couldn't actually learn how to be an artist in Australia at the time, not in Sydney. So there was no art school in Sydney. So to be an artist, you had to train overseas. And I think Russell thought he'd train and come back. But of course, what happened is he has this extraordinary life. Suddenly he's at the centre of the French avant-garde. He's besties with Van Gogh, he's besties with Rodin.
As Wayne just said, Russell found himself at the heart of the French avant-garde movement. He called artists like Monet and Van Gogh his friends. Looking at it now, it seems a bit like he was part of the cool kids club. Which just makes you wonder, would we be looking at Russell and giving him all this attention if he wasn't part of this famous unofficial collective of great French impressionists? Is Russell only viewed as great because of the company he kept? Are we elevating him to a higher standard because we view him as being part of a greater artistic movement? If we examined him alone, would we still consider him a great artist? When we asked head curator Wayne Tunnicliffe, he vehemently disagreed with this idea, saying that yes, Russell was a fantastic painter in his own right. And this is what this exhibition is all about showing.
And I think his story has become eclipsed by his famous friendships. So what I really hope with this exhibition is people actually look at the work and see what a great painter he was, how experimental he was. And I think he's one of the truly extraordinary colourists of that period. And for him to stand up, his mates are there, but geez, he's out there on his own as well.
And then just like finally, what has his influence been on like the Australian art world?
Yeah, well, I think what's interesting with Russell, I think there's a moment of influence in the 1880s when he's writing back to Australia about French Impressionism, while Australian Impressionism is being developed. But I think there's a moment of influence right now. If you go to the Manly Art Gallery and see Luke Scaveras and Ewan McLeod, who went to Balliol last year, followed Russell's footsteps and have painted what he painted, but very much in their style. So I think as a plein air, outdoor painter, and a great landscapist, he still has relevance.